Wildfires have burned more than 6 million acres of forest and range this year, twice the 10-year average. The Forest Service estimates that some 200 million acres are still at risk due to drought conditions and a buildup of combustible underbrush and dead trees. There is widespread agreement that the nation's forests should be thinned to reduce fire risk, but the Bush administration's approach has fueled more controversy than consensus. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
2 weeks ago in Oregon, President Bush, in work clothes, standing against a fake forest backdrop, told fire-weary locals just what they wanted to hear.
The forest policy of our government is misguided policy. It doesn't work.
This past week, the administration put out the details of its so-called Healthy Forest Initiative. Along with a fuels reduction plan, the bill includes a blanket exemption for 10 million acres of forest from environmental analysis, public comment, and administrative appeals. Testifying before the House Resources Committee on Thursday, Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman gave the administration's rationale.
Between January of 2001 and July of 2002, 48% of all proposed Forest Service mechanical fuels reduction projects were appealed. In northern Idaho and Montana, 100% of projects were appealed. Unless our land managers have the tools and flexibility that they need to work with states, local governments, and communities to make good decisions in a timely manner, we will not achieve the goals of the 10-year strategy and implementation plan.
Montana Republican Dennis Rehberg supports the administration's view that legal challenges are to blame for delaying much-needed thinning projects.
We are loving our forests to death. They're dying out there. And we're the reason for it. Everybody admits there's a problem. Something needs to be done. And people in Congress support reform as long as it doesn't change anything.
But there are those who believe change and a desire for healthy forests doesn't necessitate the elimination of appeals and exemptions to the nation's environmental laws. For example, the administration's bill would exempt thinning projects from the National Environmental Protection Act, or NEPA, which requires the government to review its proposed actions for their impact on the environment and gives the public a chance to comment on proposed timber sales after a fire. California Democrat George Miller says there are plenty of projects ready to go, but the delay isn't legal challenges. It's that they're not seen as profitable by the timber industry or the Forest Service.
We should be putting the money into the treatment under the plans that are on the grounds that have agreement across the communities, across the interest groups, and get on with the thinning of these lands and quit trying to use these sales as a means to eviscerate the environmental laws of this nation.
At the heart of the dispute over how best to cleanse the nation's forests of combustible debris is a lack of trust. Miller and environmental groups point to Forest Service timber sales in which older, large-diameter trees, those that resist fire, have been cut, and small-diameter trees, those that need to be cut, are left standing. They see the Bush plan as a giveaway to a declining timber industry. Washington Democrat Jay Inslee asserted that some two-thirds of last year's thinning projects were conducted in remote forests where timber interests wanted to log, far from the risky, fire-prone areas close to communities known as the wildland-urban interface.
You're spending huge amounts out in Timbuktu, and you're not spending money right next to people's houses that could burn down the next time there's a lightning strike.
The testimony back and forth during Thursday's hearing was a precursor to what will be heard on the floor of the Senate this coming week, when Idaho Republican Larry Craig intends to attach elements of the Bush plan to the Interior Department spending bill. And the money does drive the debate. Removing brush and thinning small trees is time-consuming and expensive. A recent study in Oregon put the cost at $1,600 an acre, some $2.7 billion to thin just one forest. Still, Oregon firefighter Dave Callahan told House members, that's money that could be saved from suppression, trying to put out every fire, the policy that led to unhealthy forests in the first place.
Back off and let the fire burn to you, because you have to understand this fire is doing a good thing. It's the one of the few ways we're going to be brought back to zero, because we cannot go out and manage all these lands and thin them all. We just don't have a prayer.
Money, distrust, and politics all play a role in the current policy debate, but so do people's lives and homes, as witnessed by many Americans during this last summer's fires. The nation's governors have already agreed to a 10-year forest thinning plan that doesn't include exemptions to environmental laws or the elimination of the appeals process. Whether the Bush administration has overreached with its plan will be evident after the upcoming Senate vote. But on one point, there is unanimity. Something has to be done soon. Oregon Republican Greg Walden.
I hope we can work together on this. I think we have to as a country because America's forests are going up like never before in my memory.
And even in the best-case scenario, meteorologists and fire ecologists predict more of the same in the summers ahead. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Seattle.